Welcome to hour number 9. Dedicated to the ladies. Ladies?
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my God.
Do you believe that? Listen.
Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my God.
Think about it. Listen.
I'm sticking to my God like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather.
We what?
Stick together.
Can't be torn apart from my God. Come on, Mary, keep singing.
Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my God.
Her guy.
Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my God.
Her guy, her guy.
I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful.
To be faithful, and I'm gone. She says she won't be deceiving her guy. Listen to this.
As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops.
I think he's tops.
My opinion is
he's the cream of the crop. Listen.
As a matter of taste.
The exact. Yeah.
He's my ideal. As a matter of
he's my
fact.
Ideal.
Ooh. Take my hand from my
he can
God.
Come along with his six pack.
My
she's
God.
Still gonna be with him. Check it out. Her guy, her guy, yeah, yeah.
He may not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, the other's not a man to take who could take me away from my God.
Ah, ladies, we're going to have a ball because we're going to talk about the relationship with you and your guys. Oh, yes, yes.
No muscle bound man.
There's not a man today that can take her away from her guy. Yeah.
What you say?
There's not a man today that can take her away from her guy. Yeah.
Tell me more. There's not a man today.
I've been telling you guys, that is the kind of music that that I grew up listening to. This is Pastor John. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for joining me for 20 hours of straight marriage counseling. Gals, do you feel that way about your man? You know, I received letters all the time. And this one letter, of course, I'm not going to print. I'm not going to put up because I'm not going to waste my time and even give thought to it, because I think that when people send me negative letters thinking that I'm like from the pit of hell because of some of the things that I'm doing during this marriage counseling session, I just tell that person, you on your way to hell, because I believe reading some of the letters that some of the people sent in. I like one that Karsten sent in. Gonna read it now. It's up on the website. Good morning, PJ. Shannon, my wife, and I are enjoying the marriage series. We have been checking out the site to see if you have a new cast up. In other words, Karsten and Shannon, there's their picture right there. They're real people. I haven't made these people up. They're not just my imagination running away with me. When I put these things together, I'm putting these things together for couples like that. I'm not putting it together for people that think that I shouldn't play some of the oldies to get the point over. I would rather play a song by Mary Wells called My Guy on the Gardie record label back in the Motown days of the 60s, because that's the way relationships were formed. That's the way that women felt about guys in our community. Let me say this. I will do everything within my power to help these marriages stay together. Our people need to marry each other, to remain married to one another, to have children with one another. I think that we should. I just got to share something with you. Here in the Southern California area, I had a friend of mine, and I hope that I get a chance to meet Ignacio Ibarra. Ignacio Ibarra and I were warehousemen together working for the LAPD years ago when we were down on Fletcher Drive in the downtown LA area. That's where the LAPD supply division was. And at that time, we were taking care of sending supplies to all of the 17 outlying divisions in the city of Los Angeles at that time. And there was about five or six of us warehousemen that took care of supplying the LAPD with their supplies and what they needed. And Ignacio and I were young men while we were working for the LAPD. Nash and I would have discussions about the Hispanic community and the Black community. And this is what he told me. He says, you know, we're going to take California back. And I laughed and I said, man, what are you talking about? He said, we're going to take California back from the gringos. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, do you know your state history? I said, yes, I remember the conquest of the Texans and all that. He says, you know, the Texas is Mexico, California belongs to Mexico. And he said, we have a plan to take it back. And I asked him what the plan was. And he told me, he says, we're going to keep multiplying ourselves, having babies. You come to Los Angeles today. Los Angeles is an Hispanic town. Now, that was back in the early 70s when Nash and I had this conversation. Los Angeles is an Hispanic town. My neighbors that were Brits, they moved out. Guess who bought the house next to me? Hispanics. I have on the other side of me a German guy. When he moves out, guess who's going to buy that house? Hispanic. The neighborhood is becoming Hispanic. At one time, it was all white. Then it became predominantly Black. Now it is predominantly Hispanic. Los Angeles is an Hispanic town. Nash was right. Through reproduction of the Hispanic kind, they have taken California back. They can come across the border to have a baby. They can come over here. And once they come across the border and have that baby in the United States of America, it is a citizen of the country. They can get food stamps, welfare, everything, absolute hospitalization, which I can't afford, absolutely free for that baby because it's an American citizen. They have taken their country back. And to deny that would be ridiculous. Now, let's look at the African-American culture. They say that within our culture, AIDS is the highest rating amongst Black women in this country at any time in the history of this country. This disease, this killer disease, is killing off our women. And of course, our young men are having sex with women at a rapid pace, and these sexual acts begin early in the grammar school age and transpire and continue up until their adult life. Not only are young men having sex with women, they are now having sex with each other, with men. The porno websites for male-on-male sex in the inner cities and in the Black community, they call it gangster rappers. You would be surprised. I know a few websites, and when I tell people that, they don't believe it. I send them to the website, and they said, oh my, I said, don't even bring God in this. This is nothing but ludicrous, satanic stuff. That's why when that white pop singer came out in the magazine and said he's gay, it didn't shock most people, because most people in that industry do that. You've heard the stories about Black singers and actors meeting at another Black actor's house, and they were all talking about all the women they had, and they got loaded one night, and they start having sex with each other. Very well-known movie personalities. that you spend your money and go and see. Well-known singers. This is going on. Our families are in danger of self-destructing. Your children coming up, I would ask you to take some time with your children and to teach them what a family is supposed to be. I'm talking about your family constitution, how you live out that constitution. It is very, very important for you to do that. So when you hear me and I'm doing things like playing my guy and all that, don't become angered at me because I'm using maybe a secular song to get through to you in a way that I think will work, because nothing else is working in our community. Nothing else is working. So I thought that by going back in the day and choosing to play certain kinds of music that influenced me as a young man, man, I would love to have a lady that was interested in me talk to me the way that Mary Wells in this song was talking about her guy. Because that is the way a wife speaks about her husband. That is what the wife wants from her husband. The wife and the family has, the wife and the husband has a strong spiritual heritage. You want to find out that the person that you married, if they are a Christian, and if they are a Christian, how did they become a Christian? You need to sit down and have, prior to you marrying that guy, what is his religious denomination and why is he in that denomination? And can you get along with that? Because when you start having children and you're going to two different churches, that's going to pose a problem. And then what you have to do is ask your mate, would your family agree with your mate? Ask your family, do you think that I'm marrying the right person? And be open enough to answer them truthfully. This morning early, I meet every Friday morning with a brother of mine in the church, and Alphonse and I are very good friends. Alphonse is a couple of years older than myself, and I meet with him to minister to him, to strengthen Alphonse. If anyone knows Alphonse, they know why I meet with Alphonse. He's a good friend of mine. But we were in the coffee shop this morning having a cup of coffee, and as usual, whenever we're having a cup of coffee, some of the ladies come and sit at the little section next to Alphonse and I, and they can't help but to hear our conversation because we're having a lively conversation about life. And I'm speaking to Alphonse about the marriage things that I'm making, about how the music influenced me as a young man and how I was married all of those years and how I will probably never find a woman, because women, did you know that some of the women heard my conversation and they got up and left the table with a smirk on their face? They were saying, I'm just not going to be loving you like that. I'm not going to be saying that I'm not going to look at your handsome face and nothing can take me away from your handsome face. They were appalled at my conversation. I guess just like they would be appalled. And that's why when a woman that calls herself a Christian hears my webcast, and I'm saying, this is the way you ought to be to your man. And if you are offended by this, lady, whoever you are, you have a serious problem. Because no guy in his right mind would ever pass you by. No guy would. I'm kind of glad this thing is like this, because you can go back to the first part of this and listen to it. And listen to the words and try to recapture that, and then try to ask yourself, answer this question: would you be like that? Are you like that towards your husband? Now, I'm going to play another cut in the second 30 minutes. Not from that. I'm going to play it from another fine record, and it's going to offend most of you ladies. I played it for a ladies' group at a ladies' retreat, and the ladies wanted to get up and walk out on me. And I'll play that because I'll tell you, do you know how to reach a man's heart, ladies? It is through his stomach. Some of you ladies don't like cooking up a nice dish of food. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later too, because since we're talking about how to strengthen these family ties and how to make things work. Okay. Now, let me ask you something else. How about self-improvement? Are there things that you can do? Maybe I should put it this way. Ladies, are there things that God can do in your life to embetter you as a better wife for your husband, as a better mother for your children? Are there things that God can improve on in your life? And ladies, are there things that God wants to improve in your partner's life, and are you willing to tell him? Are you willing to tell your husband, look, I think God wants you to spend more time with me and the kids. I think God wants you to concentrate on our devotional time together because you're the prince of the house and I don't have time to put together a Bible study, but if you put together a Bible study, I'll have the kids sitting around the table. I got a young man and his young wife. They have three beautiful sons back east. And they came out to the Jersey conference with their sons. And I'll never forget, they had them all wrapped up because they drove through a snowstorm to get to Jersey to the Stand Up Ministry Conference. And I love this brother Eric and his sons and his lovely wife. And, you know, I can just envision them sitting around the table and he's talking with his sons about life and reality and how to raise those boys. Those are the kinds of things that you talk about when you're sitting around the table eating together. Then you have to come to the point and sit down and speak with each other and try to answer the question, what are the hindrances to the relationship working? Now, if those of you were married to other people and you have to have relations, some kind of relations with those other people. In most cases, it's the guys that made babies with another woman. That was rampant in our community. And there was a guy that said to me, a very good friend of mine, he says, you know, John, you claim to be a black man, but you are not very black. And I said, what do you mean? And said, well, you know, a brother was out there. And I said, oh, you mean out there sexually? You mean out there making illegitimate children without being married? I said, well, in that case, I guess I wasn't very black. I said, is that something that we should be proud of? He said, no, not really. I said, but, you know, a brother, is, you know, that's the way we are. I said, well, I said, it is no wonder that you are torn between the loyalties of your wife and the loyalty of another woman. I said, I can say, thank God, I've never had to live through the turmoil of that kind of dilemma. And for those of you brothers out there that have one wife and don't have a bunch of children through other women, I commend you for having some kind of discipline about yourself that you would not have to do that. But you have to agree with me. In our community, some men have this bravado kind of thing. Well, man, that was when I, you know, the way they said, that's when I was out there sowing wild oats. I had a brother tell me something today. I won't get into the detail, but it's breaking his heart about one of his children. It's breaking his heart. And I just said, leave that alone, man. You have to leave it alone because the child is not, my child would never, ever do me the way this parent's child is doing them. And I'm telling you, when you're fooling around, making babies with people that are not in the house with you and stuff like that, there's going to be problems with that human being when they grow up. So those of you that are married and have your children, what I'm admonishing you to do, and I want to talk to the men first. Men, stay away from any other. Oh, man, just let me. Can I be real, sisters, and tell them? All right, I'm going to be real and tell them. Brothers, stay away from any woman that knows you married and going to try to talk you out of the bedroom with your wife. Stay away. And brothers, listen to me. You're going to find a lot of them hanging around somebody's church. A lot of these single women, God only knows, and I know some of them. I didn't know them sexually, but I know how they do. And I'm not talking about people from other states. I'm talking about people in the state of mind here in this state that I'm in. I wouldn't even waste my time with those individuals because those are not the kind of individuals that I would get with. And they would ask me, why can't we get together? Why can't we marry? I said, I wouldn't be with a woman like you. And in the church, they have a couple of churches here, Faithful Central, that's led by Kenneth Ulmer. Another one is where they got these fast, loose women, is the so-called City of Refuge, Noel Jones. Another one of those hellhole churches.